Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our broadcast series, The Informed Fed, with my co-host, Brian Stone. You are viewing this either on my podcast network, replacing Wall Street and Main Street, or maybe through our YouTube and podcast channels, My Fed University, which Bryant represents. So, Bryant, welcome back.
Jeff, how we doing, man? How's everything?
Very good, very good. So, as part of the introduction, I'll give you a little background on Bryant. For those of you who haven't seen one of our broadcasts before, he's the Chief Investment Officer of Top Rank Advisors, Financial Fiduciary, Wealth Management. His focus is federal employees. He's been helping them for years. He's also the co-author of the book, The Informed Fed, which this series is dedicated and focused on. And we're at chapter 5 today, which is the Thrift Savings Plan, TSP. So let's dive into this, okay? So this session is going to be an overview of contributions, qualified plans, and then we'll get into a little bit of risk mitigation at the end here. So take it away. You are the expert.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. You are so kind. Great. Thanks for that introduction there. And diving into this chapter, the Thrift Savings Plan, when we talk about a federal employee's retirement, they have their what's called deferred annuity. Most federal employees understand that as their pension. So that's what they're paying into each pay period. There's a certain percentage of their paycheck that goes into it. It's all based on what year they were hired. So they have that piece. Now, if you're a third federal employee, then you don't have this piece. But most people that are probably tuning into this broadcast, and I'd say the overwhelming majority are FERS employees. So they have Social Security, which they're contributing to. That's kind of like the second piece of their retirement on top of the FERS annuity. And then the last piece, which the federal employee, Jeff, is responsible for, is their TSP. Most people understand that as their 401k, same type of concept. It's a employer sponsored plan. You are responsible for making contributions to it. Now you'll automatically get a 1% contribution by the federal government automatically, whether you contribute or not. But they will match you up to 5%. And Jeff, I can't tell you how many times I've worked with federal employees over my career, and they had no clue that they were matched up to 5%, and they only were putting in like 2 or 3. And then I've caught them 15, 20 years into their, into their career. And a lot of times it's not because they couldn't put in more. It's just that they really had no clue or they weren't educated. And then we go over, I'm like, man, you've missed, 2 or 3%. Throughout your lifetime, and whatever interest that may have accumulated on top of that. So, once again, going back to the purpose of us creating this book and doing these podcasts is to bring knowledge out there to the federal employees so you don't find yourself in a position where you are 15 years into your career and you had no idea that you were matched up to 5% of your contribution. So, once again, you are responsible for that. Now, there's a multitude of funds that you can choose from. Predominantly, the different type of combinations are up to you, but the funds, you have your G fund, your F fund, your C fund, your S fund, and your I fund. The CS and I, those are all equity-based, is where you're going to see predominantly most of the growth. The G and the F, those are more fixed income. And we can dive more into that maybe later on this call, or maybe if you guys do take us up on a complimentary consultation, we can kind of dive into the funds and what makes sense for you. But One thing I do want to point out before I turn it over back to you, Jeff, is with the TSP, you know, just a few statistical things for 2024. So as far as the contribution limits go, the maximum amount you can contribute to the TSP, if you are under the age of 50, is $23,000. They increased that about $500 from last year. And then also, if you are over the age of 50, you can put in what's called a catch-up contribution. That's an additional $7,500. So if you are over the age of 50, the maximum that you can contribute is $30,500. One thing to note there is that if you are doing that and you want to contribute the max, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take that $30,500, divide that into 26 pay periods. So that way that you hit the max on your last pay period. Because what happens, Jeff, in an employer-sponsored plan where you're getting matched, if you max out, let's say in October, then you miss the matching contributions that your employer is going to give you in November and December, which is very important because a lot of times, right, Jeff, what I'll see people do is they'll just contribute a certain percentage. And, you know, if they are a high income earner, that certain percentage may max them out in, you know, August or September, October. Then they miss out on that government match, which is very important.
Yeah, it's the little things like that that could be consequential in retirement. So that's very important. In addition to contribution levels, I know that something you and I have talked about in the past is analyzing with the different funds risk. And would you share with the audience, you have a actual risk assessment tool through a company called Nitrogen, and they create a risk number. And for those of you attending, there is a link if you'd like to see if you're taking too much. It's a short test you can take, get a risk number. It alerts Brian's team, and they can reach out and set up a consultation. But could you give an overview of, you know, how that works?
Sure. Yeah, so there's a tool that our firm utilizes, and a lot of financial planners out there utilize some type of similar tool. But with our tool that we utilize, essentially what it does is it assesses the risk that you currently have inside your portfolio. It even has the ability to assess risk inside a thrift savings plan, 401k. And so what we can do is see, okay, based on how you're currently allocated, what type of risk are you taking? Are you on the conservative side? Are you right in the middle moderate? Are you more towards the aggressive side? And what it does, Jeff, is it assigns them a risk score on a scale from 1 to 99, 99 being the most aggressive. So what that does for us is it's great because we can say, okay, well, looks like based the way that you're currently allocated, looks like your portfolio is set up on a 54. So that would kind of be somewhere in that moderate range as far as how you feel towards risk. And then, you know, what we'll do is we'll have the federal employee fill out a risk assessment to let us know how they feel towards risk. And if their risk score comes back at like a 23, but they're at a 54, we know that their portfolio is too aggressive for them. So then what we're able to do is to help them adjust their portfolio so it can be more assigned to how they feel towards risk.
And there's no cost for that initial assessment, correct?
There's no cost by you attending and listening to this podcast and also requesting the complimentary consult. We do provide those at no cost to the federal government.
So they can get their risk number by clicking a link that we're going to attach to this session. You'll see it below this video stream, and get your number. That'll alert Bryant's team, and then you can start the process. So it's a holistic starting point to help in analyzing where you're at. And I think that's very important before getting into the details of decision making. So a great tool. The other contribution discussion is Roth versus traditional TSP. and the Roth contribution in the thrift savings plan is different than an IRA. We're going to address that in a future chapter. But we are having, for federal employees, we are having a live web event on April 18th. So you're going to want to click the link below, go to the MyFed University website, register for that. And the discussion is going to be Roth versus traditional thrift savings plan alternatives and additional information. So you don't want to miss that. So it's another free session that we offer to federal employees. Anything else that you'd like to add in this overview of the thrift savings plan in chapter five?
I guess so one other nugget, and you kind of alluded on it, is that the federal employee does have the ability to contribute to a Roth inside their TSP, which a lot of federal employees do not know. And there is no income limits on contributing to that Roth TSP, which a lot of federal employees, Jeff, are misinformed by that. They think there are income limits for them to contribute inside their Roth, inside their
Right.
TSP. So that's a phenomenal nugget that I can't, once again, I speak to Jeff literally hundreds of federal employees each month. So I know what they're thinking. I know what they're saying. So that's definitely something that's a great nugget there. And then lastly, I'll leave you with, if you are still working and you are over the age of 59 and a half, you actually do have access to your TSP. If you do want to roll those funds to some type of outside IRA. So that's typically another golden nugget that a lot of federal employees do not know. And I also suggest and recommend that federal employees, once they've hit that age, to start investigating those options to see if that makes sense for them. Because the TSP is a great vehicle for accumulation, not such a great vehicle for distribution. So once they hit that age, whether they're working or not, we highly recommend that they start investigating those options to see if it makes sense for them.
And that's something that will be addressed on that April 18th session, will be distribution options. So another reason to register for that. So Brian, great information as usual. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
So if you'd like to book a complimentary consultation to discuss retirement or your benefits, as many of you have heard on previous episodes with me, as a federal employee, you really want to work with somebody to understand your benefits. There's a lot of moving parts. You have really good benefits, but if you don't know how to access them efficiently, and Brian just gave you a couple of great tips here today on making sure you maximize those benefits, get with him. You can, his calendar's attached. Get on there, book a complimentary consultation. Also, you can catch previous episodes on our YouTube channel, maybe picking it up on our YouTube channel here. You can catch other episodes of our Informed Fed and check out numerous podcasts on our other networks, including Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others for Bryant's financial educational events, not just centered around this book, but in general. So, all right, we will be back for chapter six, health benefits. So that'll be coming up soon. And again, everybody, thanks for your attendance. And Bryant, thanks for your time. I know you're busy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Investment advisory services offered through Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Top Rank Advisors LLC and Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated are not affiliated.